U.S. and Philippine forces today began joint military exercises designed to eliminate terrorist cells in the southern Philippines. More than 100 American troops already are in the Philippines, with another 500 scheduled to arrive over the next few weeks. The training operation is expected to last 6 months. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Manila. How did these exercises get started today?
Well, in fact, they started with a fairly low-key ceremony in the southern city of Zamboanga. And the acting U.S. ambassador and various Filipino dignitaries assembled to have a short ceremony in which the acting U.S. ambassador said that the exercises are designed to eliminate what he called terrorist parasites who threaten Filipino and American lives.
What sort of training are U.S. troops going to be doing?
Well, some of it is going to be very basic classroom training, actually just sitting down with their Filipino counterparts and doing command and control, logistics, communications training, and just sharing some of their expertise. The somewhat more controversial element is that some American troops will go out on patrol with their Philippine counterparts, and some of this will happen actually on the island of Basilan, where Abu Sayyaf, this militant Islamic group, is based. And some of the concern here has been based on the fact that the Filipino constitution actually bans foreign troops from taking part in combat on Filipino soil. And some of the critics of the exercises here say that if the U.S. troops are actually going out on patrol and they are actually possibly going to come into contact with Abu Sayyaf guerrillas, then it's very likely that they are going to be engaged in combat in some way, and that violates the Philippine constitution.
How much support is there among Filipinos for U.S. military involvement in their country?
I think, by and large, there's a lot of support. There was a survey published in a newspaper in Manila just yesterday which said 84% of Filipinos support some kind of U.S. military involvement. Having said that, though, not everyone is happy, and one of the things that they're saying is that, hey, look, the U.S. Military, we kicked them out, essentially. The Philippine Congress voted to get rid of the U.S. bases that were here in 1991, and we were very proud to do so. Why on earth do we want to welcome them back now? And they say, the hardliners at least, say that this could be a step towards what they call the sort of recolonization of the Philippines.
How successful can the Philippine military be in combating terrorism?
Well, that's a very important question. The parallel has been drawn with Vietnam. In Vietnam, of course, the U.S. military couldn't tell who was Viet Cong and who was just an ordinary peasant working in the field. And I think there's an element of that, certainly in the southern Philippines. This group, Abu Sayyaf, have a lot of local support, and they can melt in and out of the jungle and become peasants when they want to. I think the other issue is a much more long-term one, and that is the fertile ground in which these groups grow is very much the ground of poverty. Poverty is a huge issue here. So even if the U.S. troops come in for 6 months or however long to help out the Filipino army, if when they leave, those areas are still as dirt poor as they were before, and these rebel groups do offer some kind of financial assistance to them, which they do, then what's to say they're not going to emerge again?
NPR's Rob Gifford in Manila.